Are there any projects that have given you particular satisfaction, Jeff, over the years, even if they haven't been particularly, you know, successful commercially, let's say?
Commercial success is obviously nice. You know, you get, there's this thing that reaches a lot of people. But at the same, by the same token, I mean, some of the other projects that I've done, particularly some of the side projects with the people like Greg Lake, Glenn Hughes, John Wetton on the Icon project. These are sort of musical exercises that really are something that comes from the heart rather than trying to exist in the constraints of the commercial world. I think that helps for a much more natural progression of music and getting your ideas across. It reaches the people who would appreciate it, and I think that's all you can expect. You know, I think that one of the problems we had with Asia was because that first album was so successful, and the expectations were so great to not even parallel it, but to overshadow it, certainly by the record label. You become a bit of a kind of a shy horse, you know, and you're not able to get your own music out there. And I think, you know, the beauty of the situation that I've had over the years is being able to work with all these iconic people. You know, as I said, Greg Lake from ELP and John Wetton from King Crimson and, you know, Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple. You know, these are the bands that I grew up on, you know, and these were the bands that I was in full admiration of, particularly the bands that I've mentioned, because they all had very much a keyboard presence in those bands. And so it's been, you know, over the years, it's been a real privilege to be able to work with all of these people.
And what about any opportunities that you've maybe turned down? And when you look back, you think, I should have done that. Have there been any sort of situations where maybe simply through maybe scheduling, you know, because you've been so busy with Yes and Asia?
Not really, no, because I think that, you know, I've always had a fairly full diary, and all of these bands, really, all the bands I've been involved with, have all had a kind of natural full cycle, and certainly coming back into Yes was a real, was a great thing for me, because it was almost like it had gone full circle from when I first joined them in 1980 and had the opportunity to come back in 4 years ago. And I think also when we got the opportunity to put the reunion together with Asia again, you know, back in 2006, that was again something that I think we all felt that we'd maybe not done enough, you know, in with the original band. I mean, there were only really the first two albums that had the whole original lineup on, so it was nice to be able to go back in the studio with the original lineup. We did a lot of touring, particularly from 2006 to 2011, pretty much solidly. So, you know, all of those aspects, I think, really have helped me become, you know, more appreciative of being in those bands. I mean, even down to some Buggles reformations that we've done over the last few years. I mean, I did a show with Trevor earlier this year where it was more to do with his production, but obviously, we're very much back in the saddle doing what we do. So I think that, you know, looking at all these things that I've done over the years, it's nice to know that they're still viable and still ongoing.
Yeah, and you don't feel in all this time, well, you know, in your long career, there's been any particular occasion when you've had to pass over an opportunity, and then, you know, I mean, what you're saying really is that things have come full circle almost now, haven't they? And you've got.
Yeah, I mean, I did have one opportunity, which may or may not have been a good thing, was that I was asked to join Foreigner at a time when they were really, you know, they were really huge. guy called Bud Brager, and he said, well, I was pointing to Mick Jones, and Mick Jones wants you to join Foreigner. And at that time, we just started rehearsing with Asia. And I said, well, I'm sorry, man, you know, but we just formed another band. And the guy said, that's never going to go anywhere. No, believe me, he said, this is what you need to do. You need to join Foreigner right now. And I said, well, no, sorry, I can't. So I suppose that was the one that got away. And but aside from that, now most of the other things, I think I've sort of lived the dream in many ways.
In retrospect, how do you feel now about Foreigner? Because obviously they consolidated, you know, over the years, and they've actually reformed in various shapes and forms, haven't they, in recent times?
Yeah, I mean, I always loved their music. Again, you know, I think there was that very, very strong songwriting element. And I do favour bands that have generally got that at the core. And I think that, you know, if you look how many hits they had and their whole catalogue is full of real kind of evergreens, you know, real gem songwriting stuff. And I think that certainly from my standpoint, I would have enjoyed playing that kind of material, but it was really just the timing of it that didn't fall into place.
Yeah, and I think most observers would say, well, you haven't done that badly. Asia, yes, you know, dipping in and out and all the rest of it. And
I know. And the other thing being, I think that those bands, you know, I was very much a contributor as a writer. I think if I'd been in Foreigner, I would have just been playing somebody else's parts, you know. There's a lot to be said for playing yourself and playing your own material. And certainly that's why I think Asia's very close to my heart, particularly because I was there at the beginning and was a significant contributor in the writing throughout and the performance. So I was really playing myself in that. And certainly, you know, the Yes albums that I'd done, I felt that, you know, Drama and Flight From Here and Heaven and Earth, those three albums, very much I was allowed to be myself on. And I think that, you know, it's kind of important if you're serious about your own music that you're not just performing on other people's stuff, which is fine. You know, I don't mind playing covers and that kind of thing. You know, I'm playing a local covers band and we just do, you know, rock, classic rock and roll hits. But I think from a standpoint for your own musical well-being, I think it's important to be part of new music and continue to create.